Continuing in Masechta Erechin, Daf Lamed Aleph. If one has two animals who are Becheres, one born on Tesvav Adar Aleph, and another one born on Aleph Adar Beis, so the one that was born later will come to its first birthday before the one that was born earlier. I.e. it's the birthday that we have to look for because that marks the deadline for bringing the carbon, the end of the first year. The Mishnah. In the beginning, the buyer would hide at the end of the 12 months, so the Meicher wouldn't be able to find him for redemption, and then he would get to keep the house. Then Hillel made a takana that the seller can put the money in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash and come any time back to his house before the end of the 12 months. Gemara. From here we see that if a get is given bal karchai, it is not chal, nesina. Bal karchai lav havya nesina. The same is true here with the takana of Hillel. Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah. Any structure within the walls of an arei chayma has the same halacha as batei arei chayma, and it can only be redeemed by the meicher in the first 12 months, but not later. Fields, however, are excluded from that halacha. Rameir says fields are included. Gemara. Even pits, wells, and caves are also included with the same halacha as the batei arei chayma, 12-month maximum time. The next Mishnah. If we have a city whose outer walls also serve as the back walls of houses, or it has a wall, but it didn't have one at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, so it's not called Batei Arei Chayma, and it doesn't have the aforementioned halachas. Examples of cities which are called Batei Arei Chayma include Katzra of Tzipari, Chakra of Gush Chalav, Gamla, as well as Yerushalayim. And of course, some of these cities you can actually see today in Eretz Yisrael. It's important, of course, to point out that the reason it's so important to know whether cities are called walled cities or not, it's also Negea Legabi Kriya of the Megillah. People who live in walled cities read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar, in other words, what we call Shushan Purim, whereas everybody else reads the Megillah on Yudalad Adar, which is when most of the world reads it. In fact, here in the U.S., that's when we do it, or outside of Yerushalayim, we do it on Yudalad Adar. Gemara. If it doesn't have a wall now, but it did have one in the time of Yeshua, then we say it is called Bat Erei Chayma. Rabbi Yishmael holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavai. The original Kedusha that Yehoshua was Mekadesh was only for back then, but it didn't last further on for the long-term future. Finally, whenever we have a Kabbalah that a city had a wall in the time of Yehoshua, it still has Kedusha now, because Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavai. It was also Mekudesh for later on in the long term. Daf Lamed Gimel. For a portion of time, when some of the Shvatim were exiled, the din of Yevel came to a halt. But when Yirmiyahu brought them back from Gullus, Yevel was reinstated. The Mishnah. If someone sells a house in an open city, the seller has the advantage of selling both a house in Bat Erei Chayma as well as a field. He can redeem it immediately, doesn't have to wait the two-year period, and he has a mila of the fields as well, and that Yevel, when Yevel comes, he can get it back if he wants to. The next Mishnah. These are called Batei HaChatzerim. If we have a city with two courtyards, each having two houses, even if the town is Batei Arei Chayma from the time of Yeshua, this town does not have a din of Batei Arei Chayma. The next Mishnah. The halacha is that if someone sells a house in a walled city, he only has 1 year to redeem it. If a Levi sells it, then there is no 1 year limit. If Yisrael sold it, but Yarshined it from his grandfather who was a Levi, or if a Levi sold it, but Yarshined it from his grandfather who was a Yisrael, in this case, these halachas that we said by Batei Arei Chayma do not apply. The next Mishnah. Around the Arei Halavim is a special untouched land for beautification. In these areas, you're not allowed to put up other fields or populated strips of homes. But in cities of Yisraelim, you can put up fields or housing in these areas. Finally, the Mishnah says Kohanim and Levim can redeem any time, as the Pasuk says, Geulas Olam Tiyeh LaLevim. Gemara. Cities of Levim often served as Arei Miklat as well. Arei Miklat are the cities that if someone killed B'Shaigig, this is his city of refuge. And there were many cities of refuge like that all over Eretz Yisrael. Daf Lamed Dalet. Just like if a Kohen redeems a field in Yovel, it gets split up between all the Kohanim, so too by a Neder Cherem, it must be divided amongst all of the Kohanim. Rabbi Bachama said, each man's Kachim is his own Kachim. So if there's a group of Kohanim on duty that day, but a different Kohen comes along and is Makdishit, the Kohen can keep a small piece for himself. Maybe we should say this by a field as well. Or says, no, by a field, the Schus comes on its own. His own schus. Masha'inkin, by kachim, the schus comes, mishulchan gavaya. Sparks the end of the Masechta, and here we'll say, Hajjun Allah, Masechta Erechin.